through and said afar, for the Father went over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there.
The Lord. The Lord bless each and every one this evening. We give everyone a warm welcome into our service. The Lord bless Brother Gary for the song leading. We want to turn to 1 Timothy and just want to say, remember in prayer, still Aidan Brown. His wife says he has improved a bit from what he was. And just keep him in prayer, and Sharon's back's a lot better. I tell you, she wasn't too good over the weekend, but she's really a lot better. The Lord's touched her, and she really appreciates that. And pray for me as well. Friday's the last day in the work, so I'm going to have to get someone else. And you know, when I was a young fella, I'm still young, but when I was Simon Peter's age, you know, and you just went somewhere and got a job, you walked in, told who you were and what you'd done, you got a job. It doesn't work like that no more. They want your CV. Well, I've no idea what a CV is. I know it's what all you do and all the rest of it, but everywhere you go, you have to fill out one of these CVs, a whole history of them. One job, they want to know was a Protestant or a Catholic. And they want to know what nationality it was. Was a male or female? I'm surprised they didn't have a binary down on some of these are new things, but thank the Lord anyway. But you remember some prayer, and keep praying for Sister Lynn, Brother Edward as well, and any others that need the Lord's touch tonight. Let's read 1 Timothy, and I just want to talk a wee bit about prayer and try and encourage us to pray the night. 1 Timothy, maybe we could read the first 8 verses of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 down. I exhort therefore that first of all supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a peace and quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and I lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and in verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubt, and praise God. Let us just bow the night for prayer, praise God. And I want to pray for Philip as well, that everything will go well with this hip and everything will work out, praise God. If you have a need tonight, just lift your hand up before the Lord this evening. The Lord bless you, the Lord bless you, praise God. Heavenly Father, we know tonight that there's no way we can approach you of our own merits or our own works or anything we could do. But Lord, we come your provided way tonight, through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, pleading the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb. We thank you for the Lamb that was slain before the very foundations of the world. We thank you for the songs we've been singing tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin and all righteousness. Lord, sanctify us, everyone, tonight. Wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us, and we shall be like hyssop. Lord, I take the Holy Spirit to help me right now. Lord, I need your help, your inspiration, and I thank you for the Holy Spirit and your promise, for two or three is gathered in your name, you will be in the midst, and that to bless us. We thank you for the blessing. Lord, I ask you for every hand raised, meet every need. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, I pray for Philip tonight, for these letters, for all these issues. Lord, that everything will work out and come into line. In the name of Jesus Christ, I block and come against every hindrance in the name of the Lord Jesus tonight. Pray for Sister Lynn, Brother Edward, for both of them. Strengthen them, bless them, give Sister Lynn a full recovery and strength and health in her body. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, for Matthew with the work, give him wisdom and guidance and favor and what to do, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Father, for other hands raised tonight, meet every need in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, for the wives that couldn't be here tonight, for any brothers, we pray you'll bless them. We pray you'll be with them. We pray for all the children, Lord, that you'll save and cover every one of them with your precious blood. Bless the children that come to the service. For those maybe that don't come, we pray your conviction power upon them, and we claim every household salvation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you'll have your way in the service tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. In the Lord good, you know there's some killing going on now in Israel. And I was thinking of a scripture my dad gave me years ago. It's in Psalms somewhere. I'll set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. And Israel tonight has been puffed, the enemy's puffed at Israel. Isn't that right? And God's going to set Israel in safety. And Israel cannot be defeated, because the word of God says, them that curse Israel, I'll curse, and them that bless Israel, I will bless. So we want to bless Israel in the name of the Lord. We want to keep praying for them, praise God. And we just thank the Lord that I tried to share on Sunday night and show you how that even though they were blinded for a time, they're still God's people, and God is going to save them, and he's going to turn back to them, praise God. Paul the Apostle, you know, we know and believe that Paul was a messenger of the first church age. And when you look at the church ages as a whole, and when the messenger for each age was picked out, they were picked out because they were men filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why they were picked out. They were Holy Ghost-filled men. And Paul was definitely a Holy Ghost-filled man. And we know that after he met the Lord on the road to Damascus, he went down and got prayed for, and his eyes were blinded for a time, and it came open, and he received the Holy Spirit. And Paul was definitely a man of prayer. And Paul taught us to pray. And Paul prayed and taught that we're to pray for each other and pray for the brethren and to pray continually. And, you know, the action, this is should be the action of every church. And I say church, every fellowship. But the church as a whole should be, and I mean universally, every true believer should be people, men and women of prayer. And we need to be men and women in prayer. And before all things, at the forefront of everything should be prayer. That should be at the forefront of everything, prayer. And the true church of Christ is a praying church. And we're to pray for people. Pray for those that are saved, if they're sick, the Bible says, pray for one another that you may be healed. For those in our families, our friends that's not saved, we're to pray that they'll get saved. God will move on them, and God will speak to them, and they'll get under conviction, and they'll get saved. Amen. Now, Philippians 4 and 6 also says this, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto the Lord. And I know my own self, perhaps sometimes I'm too quick. And in doing things, we can be too quick. But Paul says, be careful for nothing. We're to pray about everything we do. And it's better if you don't know what to do, don't do nothing. Pray about it. Pray about it before you make a move. And then the Lord can lead you. But when you make a move your own self, maybe the Lord's not leading. But when you pray about it, then God can lead you in what to do. And we want to be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and thanksgiving unto the Lord, let your request be known unto the Lord. And you know that he's saying that the true believers mustn't be anxious for anything. And you know, when your bills to pay, and I know a lot of people at the minute, I know one person in particular, and his mortgage is going to go up almost £200 a month. He was telling me the other day, now that's a lot. When you're paying a mortgage, maybe paying a car, that's even before you get your groceries. And you know, we're living in a rat race, aren't we? We're living in a time of Satan's Eden, where, you know, everybody has to work, the man, the woman, and there's really no choice in it. That's the age we're in. It's not like it used to be years ago. All that's changed. And if you need a vehicle to go to work, or if you're traveling, and you're paying a mortgage to all these things, and you're not paying a mortgage, you're paying rent anyhow, and somebody else is getting the benefit of it. But this is, it's all at this time. But Israel, for us as Christians, is a sign. It's a sign. And when you look at all these things with Israel, it's a sign, you know, that the Lord is coming soon for the Gentile church. He's coming for her. And I tell you, all these things are sign. For us as believers, Israel's a time clock to the real true believers tonight. And all these things are happening, and there's pressure, and it's easy to get anxious, isn't it? When you get up maybe and you don't know how you're going to pay things. It's easy to get anxious, but we just need to pray about it. We need to pray about it. You know, it's one of the things I learned when I traveled on the first time I ever went out traveling with missionaries. That was one of the first things we were learned. Every morning you prayed. And I can honestly say I never had a lot of cash in the pocket when I traveled them times. But the Lord always met the need. And sometimes it was right at the last. but he meant it. God met the need right at the last moment. And sometimes God can speak to us as individuals to do things, and we're slow to do it. But we should do it when we feel that the Lord really speaks to us to do it. I remember one time, and there's nobody in this fellowship, what I'm sharing with you, so don't start calculating because it's not. But this was somebody else, and I'm just saying, I remember I had a need. I needed £1,000, right? I had to get £1,000, and stuff to pay. I needed £1,000. And I fasted and prayed, and I felt the Lord spoke to me, and he answered me. And there's a man that next night sent me a message, and he said, the Lord has spoke to me. And he said, he told me the exact amount I needed. The Lord's told me to give it. And I says, brother, that's wonderful, you know. Praise God. But he never came with it. He never came with it. And we're not talking weeks now. We went into months, and he still didn't come with it. And I ended up having to go to another fella and borrow it because I hadn't got it. But I had to have it. And I borrowed it from someone else because he never came with it. And then one night he bumped into me more or less and he gave me it. And he had it the whole time. But he never came with it when he should have came with it. But yet God spoke to him to do it. You know, and I always remember my dad saying when he was in Cork, that had no money, that nothing, and they poured hot water over porridge oats. That was my bottle, the juice, or whatever came off that. They prayed over it, and Dad said it came out white, and he doesn't know if God turned it to milk or what happened, but it didn't do me any harm anyhow. But somebody sent a fiver, and that was a good bit of money, my dad said then, and he was going down to the post office, wherever with it, and the Lord spoke to him to send it to somebody else. And he came back up and he said to my mom says, well, he says, well, the Lord told me to send it to somebody else. And my mom says, well, that's all right. A lot of women wouldn't have said that, sure they wouldn't. They'd have said, catch yourself on. We haven't a bite in the house. But he sent it to somebody else. And the next day he had twice the amount. And you know the sad thing about all that is as well, there was two men in a church somewhere that was getting money for him. And he never got it. They were using it. That was a sad thing about it. And that was one of the things that made my dad backslid. When he came back home, them two men gave false prophecies over him. And they said out in the front of the whole church prophesying that he had squandered the Lord's money. But they were the two men squandered it. And not only did them two men squander it and blame my dad, but there was another man, which was Lila Malcolm's dad. They'd done the exact same thing with him. And they said he'd done that as well. And all the time it was him. And my grandmother, the Lord bless her, your mom, she dreamed about them two men. And she told my dad, she said, they're two snakes. And I've dreamt about them two men. You think they're two great men of God, but the Lord has showed me in a dream they're two snakes. You be careful of them. And my dad laughed at her. But they were two snakes. And then both of them dropped dead suddenly. Both them two men. But I tell you, sometimes God can speak to us to do things and we put it off or we don't do it. But maybe it's a simple thing. You know, but somebody else could be praying for that simple thing with you or me mightn't think of. But you could be a part in God's plan to bring about. How many understand what I'm saying? Isn't that the truth? And I tell you, God makes no mistakes. Sure he doesn't. God makes no mistakes. Nothing's too small what we're to pray about. And I've often told the testimony of the wee missionary woman. She needed the shoelaces and God got her the shoelaces. And God can do anything. And you know, I'm not worried about the job situation because the Lord will have it for me. And all the rest of that, God, the Lord's in control of everything. But I'm telling you, I'm anxious for nothing. And maybe somebody in this room, maybe it's a financial thing, and you are anxious tonight. But the Lord is saying, be anxious about nothing. The Lord's going to take care of it. You just believe him and trust him, and the Lord will take care of it. Nothing's too big or too great or to overcome. Paul lays it down as vital, all essential. And you know, in a conjunction right in the church of here in 1 Thessalonians 5, in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16-18, rejoice evermore. Now, I know Brother Gary mentioned it in one of the services past. Sometimes we don't feel like praising the Lord, but that's what's called a sacrifice of praise. When you don't feel like doing it, the Lord wants you to do it. And we're to rejoice forevermore. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks unto the Lord. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So God's will for you and me is to give thanks to the Lord for everything. Praise God. And the true church must give it, unceasing prayers, giving thanks to the Lord. It's not hard to get up in the service and just say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for setting me free. You know, where would we have been tonight? I'm convinced I wouldn't even be here, and that's the honest truth about it. I wouldn't even be here. It's not a matter of being out in a pub or nothing. I wouldn't have been in a pub or out the car. I wouldn't have been here. I believe God gave me an ultimatum. And that's my own testimony. God gave me an ultimatum. And I had a glimpse of death on two occasions in car crashes. And God definitely gave me an ultimatum. And you know, one of the fellas was with me on them two occasions is dead now. He's dead. And I bumped into him some years before he passed away and even after that. And I talked with him. And you know, another fella I knew from years ago, which people threatened they were going to kill him. And I was in a certain place one day and I said to this man, this fella's name, he says, Tom, he's saved. And I says, you're joking. He says, no. I'll tell you what, when we get finished here, I'll ring him for you. And he rang him. And this boy was a wild boy, I'm telling you now. And he rang him and I was on the phone with him. And that fella and another boy, I'm telling you, what is gone, he was coming out of a church and he met this fella. And your man says, I'm not into them things no more. We'll just have a word of prayer. And he prayed with him on the side of the street. And he was dead two nights later. Now, the fella that was dead told everybody that he would kill that fella that prayed for him. But the fella that prayed for him's here and he's gone. But the fella that prayed said, no, there's no more of that stuff. God's delivered him and he prayed for him. And I'm telling you, he was a wild man. Like one example is he bit a policeman's ear clean off one night in a fight. He bit it right off his head. That's the type of boy he was. And he was getting a life sentence. And they were taking him down under the bridge. For life, a life sentence. And there's a fella just happened to walk past and he called his name. And he said, is that you? And he says, it is. And he says, where are you going? And he told him. And he says, you weren't there that night. You were with me. They blamed him wrong. But there's enough evidence. But it was fake, some of it. And that boy went in and testified and he got off. Now that was God's doing. That he got off. God had something for him. Paul was not only given to prayer himself, but he continually and earnestly urged it. You know, it's important to pray, Paul's saying. And, you know, instant urging and prayer upon the church. Look at Galatians 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. So prayer's not, we have a prayer meeting, you know, and I'm being honest with you, if we had our own building, I would like to have a night just for praying. Just for praying. So that we just pray. No preaching. But we just pray. And then we could have a proper Bible study at night separate. But look, we don't have that, but we're to continue in prayer. So that means when you're not at church, you're still in need of times of prayer. Continuing. It's good to have a wee, call it a program, whatever you want to call it, but it's good to have a time of prayer and pray and seek the Lord. Watching the same with thanksgiving. So when you pray, you watch for the Lord to bring it to pass. With thanksgiving, God can do it. Ephesians 6, verse 18, here's what it says as well. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Now I believe God wants us to pray in the Spirit. Those of us that are Spirit-filled, pray in the Spirit. And I try to pray in the Spirit, and it's good to pray in the Spirit. Your understanding is unfruitful, but the Bible says, him that prayeth in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. We're to pray in the Spirit. And you can even worship in the Spirit. You don't see much of that today, but that used to be Years ago, the old Pentecostals worshipped in the Spirit of God. They sung in the Spirit. And they prayed in the Spirit. And they danced in the Spirit. And I tell you, it's real. There is a real. I know there's a lot of false. I'm not worried about the false. All I want is the real thing. Amen. We're to pray in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. No, but trials, tribulations, and all things, but we're to go on anyhow. He pressed this important matter upon the people. They exhorted them. 1 Timothy 2:8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. So when we pray, God doesn't want us to be doubting. Without wrath and doubting, we're to pray believing. Amen. We're to pray under expectation, not to be doubting, but believing that God's going to do it. You know, Paul prayed after this fashion, and Paul could afford to press this. And everybody ministered to him, because he himself was a man of prayer. And, you know, he was appointed messenger of the church age, and Paul pressed this. And I believe every preacher should be a man of prayer. I believe that. Even more than anybody, preachers should be men of prayer. When you hear some of the old preachers years ago and from days gone by, and I tell you, they were men of prayer. They knew how to pray, and they knew how to get a hold of the Lord. And it's great, you know, to pray. You know, you'd not know this at the time, but I'm going to tell you it tonight. My dad's not here tonight, but me and him used to have a spot, you know. Years ago, when we started the meetings at the start, and the wee schoolhouse and all, there's a certain field, and a Steergill Hall near Dromore, and there's a tree at that field. And we used to go there every Sunday and pray. And we used to wait on the Lord for quite a time every Sunday. And we just wait on the Lord. And we used to do that all the time, me and my dad. Many a time we'd wait on the Lord. And I tell you, that wasn't just a one-off, but we used to do that. And we used to have some powerful times of prayer. You know, when I first got saved and out of jail and everything, I was still at home. We had times of prayer in our living room, real powerful times of prayer. And the Spirit of God would fall in the very living room. And God would speak things and show things. And I'm telling you, they've come to pass. What God said then has come to pass. And it's happened. And we had wonderful times and seasons of prayer. And it's great to pray in your home, isn't it? Around the kitchen table and the bedroom, anywhere at all. It's great. And we need a prayer. And where you're going to work or wherever you're going, make it a habit. Don't go till you pray. Every morning, you're going out, where it's the children at school or work or whatever, pray. And it's always great to pray. You know, things can happen. We were in a job one day, I'll never forget it. And there's a fella came to us, and when I was working with a fella cutting the trees and all the stuff. And you fellas have chainsaws like myself, they're dangerous like. And this boy wanted to lend up a chainsaw, the fella I was working with. And I said to him, Stanley, you know, can he work a chainsaw? And Stanley laughed. And I says, no, I'm serious. Does he know how to work a chainsaw? Because I says, you know, when you buy a joiner's chainsaw, then we joiner's chainsaws, you have to show a card and all, mostly in places before you can even buy them. Not just every Tom, Dick, and Harry should have one of them. They're a bit like a gun. They're dangerous. And you see the boy that got that chainsaw, the next thing we heard, he's in the Royal. The saw near took the leg clean off him. I don't know how many stitches he had to get with a chainsaw. And I'm telling you, chainsaws are a dangerous machine. And I know when we went with Dad, we used to nudge each other and joke, because my dad was always giving us the lecture, you know, when I tell you what, you know, about the chainsaw. But when I look back on it, he was right. Now that I have children and you have children, I'll guarantee you if they lifted your chainsaw, you would like to have a wee, you know, show them how to work it, wouldn't you? It's the same as a shotgun. To a man that's used with it thinks nothing of it, but a shotgun's one of the most lethal machines there is. And the wrong hands is deadly. Absolutely deadly. And the right hands is deadly as well. But you know what I mean? It's dangerous. And I tell you, we have someone that's dangerous for the enemy, and we need to use it. Prayer. Prayer. Praise God. Paul urged prayer, and I'm going to close in a moment, and we're going to pray. Let me read you from Ephesians 1, verse 15 to 19. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 19. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. It's even we see, maybe a wee sister or brother that just got saved. Now they won't know what you know because they're only saved. So you have to have grace. And even as we get older, we don't know it all overnight. Revelation's progressive. And we need to be praying. Especially for people that's newly saved. We need to be praying for them. That the Lord will strengthen them. And the Lord will bless them. And the Lord will help them. Amen. Verse 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. And that's what we want. The spirit of wisdom. Wisdom. We need wisdom in everything we do. In every walk of life, we need wisdom. Solomon prayed for wisdom. And because Solomon prayed for wisdom, God blessed him. Other things. But he didn't ask for them things. He prayed for wisdom. And God blessed him in the other things. And may the Lord give us all wisdom. I need wisdom. I'll tell you that. I need wisdom. Many times, I believe we need more wisdom. But the Lord can give us wisdom. Because if he tells you to pray for it, you're not praying in vain then. He can give you. And may the Lord help us and give us wisdom. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the mighty working of his mighty power. And I tell you, it's God's mighty working, and it's God's mighty power. It's the Lord. Amen. His mighty working is his mighty power. Let's come for a time of the night, and just let's seek the Lord for a time this evening. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you tonight for the word of God. For your word is rich, and your word is true and pure. Lord, we thank you that your word is a lamp on our feet and a light on our path. We bless you this evening that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld your glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. We thank you this evening, Lord, for the Holy Spirit and for the Word of God. Lord, we just pray for wisdom. Grant wisdom tonight to each and every one of us. Lord, I need your wisdom, your guidance, your leadership. And Lord, I just pray you'll help us in every way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray again for the land of Israel tonight. Pray for, Lord, that you'll bless them. Put a hedge about them. That you'll set them in safety from them that puffeth them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, bless your people, I pray, for they are blessed. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, I pray for those that couldn't be here tonight. You know, we Brother Larry and Jory and Yule and Sister Jenny and all the different ones and the wives, all the different wives, you know, each and every one. And all the children, bless them. Cover them with your blood, be with them. Meet every need. And pray for those struggling tonight financially with bills going up and all these different things, Lord. Mortgages and Lord, interest things going up and everything. Lord, we bring it all before you. And Lord, you promised you'll never leave us nor forsake us, that you'd be with us. And Lord, that you would provide for us. We just ask for your mighty provision for those that need it tonight. And all of us need some type of provision, Lord. And we just pray for your blessing as we acknowledge you in all our ways. And we know that you will direct our paths. Father, this evening, bless the services that lay ahead. We think of our brother Andrew Beecham as he prepares to come. We pray you prepare the hearts. We pray you prepare Brother Andrew. We just pray that you'll have your way. And Lord, that people get saved and delivered. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Let's just continue to seek the Lord tonight.